that's all it took. Ooh, I'm hooked. One drag, that's all it took. I'm hooked. Take a stroll through your mind sometime. You'll be surprised at what you might find. Take a stroll through your mind sometime. You'll be surprised at what you might find. Yeah.
People, I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Yeah. I got sunshine. I'm grooving, me and myself, dig. I'm just grooving, I'm grooving, me and myself. Boy, I'm yours and me. Take a stroll through the human sometime. You'd be surprised what you might find. Take a stroll through the human.
There is no young, there is no old. Reach out and touch your soul.
Tell me, have you ever been underground for a long, nice and slow? Here we go. We'll be right back. like every Monday morning I've got the blues. And every Tuesday, listen, I get some bad news. Listen, Wednesday's worse, 'cause I ain't got a dime to my name. I done worked so hard all week. Thursday, my body is racked with pain.
Here come the good part.
Friday, the eagle flies, and so do I. I wonder, do you hear me when I said, the eagle flies on Friday, and so do I.
Yeah, just music.
Been in the underground? Well, tonight I want to spend some time listening to the Temptations. But you know, the Temptations are huge. They're extremely complicated. Their story is epic. They have been around for 50 years, over 50 years. The band started as a group called the Elgins. Or the Distance or the Primes back in the 50s. And they're still here today. Otis Williams, who was in the band in 1960, is still in the band in 2012. He's now 70 years old. So he was just a kid when, in 1960 when he joined the Temptations. But it was his entire life. There's this famous five who were the standard bearers of the Temptations image. And whenever you see videos of them from the 60s, it's these guys. It's David Ruffin, Melvin Franklin, Paul Williams, Otis Williams, who's not related to Paul, and Eddie Kendricks. Ruffin, Franklin, Williams, and Kendricks. These guys were the Temptations that we know of as the Temptations. They did the classic original songs. But the biggest hits that the Temptations ever had was not that group. And so we're dealing with, it was some of that group, but not the, you know, David Ruffin wasn't in it anymore. Eddie Kendricks wasn't in it anymore. I guess Kendricks was. That's the problem. It's so complex a story, it's really hard for me, really as an outsider, to relate it. And besides, I'm mostly interested in the original hit singles and this psychedelic soul period that Norman Whitfield put them through. But see, we're dealing with a group that is not like the sort of romantic image that that I and I presume my listeners have of rock and roll. This isn't Bob Dylan or the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or the Doors. These aren't people who create their own work. In fact, one of the most important aspects of being a member of the Temptations is you have to be able to dance. Because they come out of the producer period. The early 60s was a period when the producers ruled and the bands filled in to such a degree that somebody like Phil Spector would just throw a name up, even though the members of the of that particular group weren't even there for the recordings. I mean, it was just producers in control. And that's what Berry Gordy and the original Motown records were like as well. And the Temptations were the male version of the Supremes. But they began sort of slowly. All of their original singles were just R&B successes. And their first crossover begins Our Story. The Way You Do Your Things You Do went to number 20 in 1964. So, the way you do the things you do. The first crossover, and that's Eddie Kendricks doing the lead on that. Well, after that band had recorded that, got to number 20, the brother of another Motown recording artist named Jimmy Ruffin, his brother David, the guy with the glasses, joined the Temptations. And Norman Whitfield was producing them, and Norman just loved David's voice. I wonder why. So I'm going to play the next three are David Ruffin leads, and they're, of course, the biggest and the best.
Yeah. birds in the trees. Well, I guess you say what can make me feel this way. My girl,
my girl,
my girl, walking down, my girl,
my girl. Ooh, I'm losing you.
reflection of her faces. I'm a hurt, downhearted, and worried girl, cause that face doesn't belong to me.
I just love David Ruffin's voice. But he was one of the first casualties in the band in the sense that he did so many lead vocals on their album tracks and everything that he that since they were calling them Diana Ross and the Supremes, he wanted them to be David Ruffin and the Temptations. And evidently, he wouldn't ride with the other guys to shows. He had his own mink-lined limousine. He lived like a pimp. And he was deeply into cocaine. And poor David, he died when he was 50 years old as well, you know. But that was years later when they actually fired him. And then for the next 6 months, he kept showing up at gigs anyway and jumping up on stage for his leads. You know, that's the way he was. But, you know, anyway, here's one called You're My Everything, which is both David and Eddie Kendricks. David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks share the lead vocal on this. This is just too cool.
Thank you. Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah, people, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, rain, rain. Tear-stained face, pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. 'Cause raindrops behind my teardrops, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying. Why go outside to the world outside my tears? I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
So these songs, many of them are very sad. They really are sad songs. And maybe that's why Norman moved in the social direction. But there was one more big hit that was part of the early attempts. This is their hit with the Supremes. This is a duet with the Supremes called I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. This went to number two in 1968.
Girl wants a man to do. Oh baby, I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh baby, every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look how it's coming in your direction. And now I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
And every night, every day, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, boy, 'cause I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby.
closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And I, every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
Eddie Kendricks and Diana Ross. Now, I bought Temptations and Supreme singles back in those days. I didn't buy the albums, but I was buying the singles because that stuff was so, so good. So good. And I remember when the Temptations and the Supremes appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show and they performed that. And I remember I was probably, I guess I was probably 14, and I was thrilled. That stuff just killed me even then. But just before I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, Norman Whitfield unleashed the first of the psychedelic soul songs on the world. And this changed everything. They moved in a new direction. Now, I don't know how much the guys really ultimately liked it because, you know, they were into their own thing. But this record was and what I'm playing, except for the way you do your things, the you do song, all these are top 10 songs. Now, I haven't played them all. There are way too many. But this one, which went to number 6 in 1968, was the first song that won a Grammy for Motown. This got the best R&B vocal for 1968. It's called Cloud Nine.
Very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in another chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. Disrespecting mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong can survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine. Responsibility.
And I'm the man, every man is free.
And you're a million miles from reality.
Reality.
I wanna see
above.
Higher.
Above.
Cloud Nine. Absolutely fantastic. And thus began a string of singles that were social comment, though there were other songs mixed in that are among the best of all the Temptation songs. The next of the social songs is Runaway Child, Running Wild.
Not one familiar face.
the next single that they released is I Can't Get Next to You, and it's their biggest hit of their entire career, and it perfectly exemplifies the period because Whitfield had every one of the Temptations doing a lead so that the entire band does solo lines and stuff. And this, like I say, is their biggest hit ever. Next to You, their biggest hit. Now, this next is the album version of their number 7 hit, Psychedelic Shack.
Psychedelic Shack. I get down. That's right. Get on. Psychedelic Shack. and tall. You can learn the meaning of soul.
There ain't no such a thing as
time,
Hands in the air.
He signs made it everywhere.
I guarantee you this place will blow your mind.
They got the music so high, you can't get over it.
No, you can't get under
it. Let me tell you this.
Right around the corner. Oh, yeah. Just across the track.
I used to collect these singles back in 1969, 1970. I used to get these things. None of my friends did. None of my friends were into the... I was into this stuff that I later started to call velour soul. And to me, this is the best R&B music of all time. You know, I didn't even know about the extended album versions at the time because I didn't buy the Motown albums. I just didn't. I would just buy the singles. And they just, you know, they were good enough. But to find these longer versions with all this great instrumentals track. And of course, the ultimate, which is coming up, I'm sure you can guess what it is. It's coming up in a few minutes. I didn't know about that at the time. Anyway, here's Ball of Confusion, which was a number three. And this, I played this a couple weeks ago, I think. But this is just a killer.
This is in a strange place. People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, run, run,
but you sure can't hide. Tooth, vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love and brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Oh, yeah. That's what the world is today.
The sale of pills are at an all-time high. Young folks walking around with their heads in the sky. Sin is aflame in the summertime.
And oh, the beat goes on. Well, well. Now listen. Revolution, revolution, gun control, sound so. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Inspectors, bill collectors,
population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
New records of gas. Their next top 10 went to number one. It is their number, it's their second biggest single of them all. And this is, you know, this is as good as music gets.
Say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Doesn't get any better than that. That's as good as music goes. All right, so here we come. My memory of this is it was probably November 1972. I had just turned 19. I was with my friend Lynette, and gasoline was like, you know, 30 cents a gallon or something at the time. And so we jumped in my gas guzzler of a car. Did I have an Impala at that time? We drove down to Champaign, which is like 90 miles from where we were, and, you know, went to dinner or something. And then we were driving back. We were kind of stoned, and we were driving back. And I had on WIRL radio from Peoria. And this thing came out of the radio at me. And the first 2 minutes didn't have any vocals in it. And so I was totally intrigued. But as soon as the words started, I couldn't drive anymore. I actually pulled off to the side of the road. Lynette got kind of, she was half asleep, so she kind of got riled. But I pulled off the road, and I listened. I was blown away. And I didn't even know that the single is only half the length of the album version. So here we go. This to me is the ultimate temptation song. Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause there was a day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh,
Papa was a rolling stone,
my son, yeah.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Thank you.
Was a Rolling Stone.
So let's see, the band at that point was Damon Harris, Richard Street, Otis Williams, and Melvin Franklin, who had been in the 60s band, and Dennis Edwards. Dennis Edwards had a problem. He was the lead singer on that, and with the opening lyric, it was the 3rd of September, the day I'll always remember, because that was the day that my daddy died, because Dennis Edwards' father had actually died on the 3rd of September, and he did not want to sing the line, and he thought that Whitfield did it on purpose to get emotion out of him. Whitfield insisted it was just a coincidence. Edwards demanded that the date be changed or he wouldn't sing the song. Whitfield refused. Edwards sang the song, and it went to number one. It was their second Grammy for Best R&B Performance, and to me, it sums up the winter of 72-73, along with Carole King's Tapestry and Carly Simon's You're So Vain song and stuff like that. It was just part of the fabric of the universe at the time. They had one more top 10 hit, and that was Masterpiece, which is not one of my very favorites, though it's got a very cool production and it's interesting. But Papa Was a Rolling Stone is so complete a statement, so utter and totally, there's no need to play anything else. That's the end of our little tribute to the Temptations and Velour Soul. Stay tuned.